Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's devotions. We're going to be looking at someone today that you probably don't think about very often, but you're going to see who it is when we get into the devotion. But let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for all you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct everything that's said and done. That'll be for your honor and your glory. We love you. We thank you for what you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll help us and guide us get through it today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today I want to talk to you about a man by the name of Lazarus. Now, there's a lot of Lazarus in the New Testament, but this is a very special Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31 are a very, very graphic description of what hell is going to be like. And we need to take in, I want to look at it this morning a little bit, and I want to look at the man in the parable by the name of Lazarus. The first thing I see about him is that Lazarus was poor. In Luke chapter 16, verse 20, it says, "And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who laid at his gate full of sores." Now here we see this man was poor. He didn't have much monetary things in life. He lived his life and he had to beg for whatever that he got. You know, more than likely, he was a street person. That's what we would call him today. He didn't have anywhere to really lay his head at all except on the street. He didn't have a home to go to at night. He may have had to sleep in a cardboard box like many do today, or a tent. But Lazarus was just like many people. They are poor. They don't have a lot of money. They can't fend for themselves, and they have to do things out of the norm. You know, but he sat at the gate of the city, trying to panhandle or trying to get enough to keep him alive from day to day. You know, there was there's many today that are in the same boat where they have to take and they have to ask for money and things like that to take and make it from one day to another. Now, Lazarus, not only was he poor, but Lazarus was also sick. In verse 20, it says that he was full of sores. Now, he had sores all over his body. These sores were open and weeping. There are many who feel that he could have had a certain type of cancer, but he didn't have leprosy, but he had something else that would cause this. More than likely, they itched and they hurt very much, and Lazarus was in pain all day and all night. He could have had some type of sores that maybe were the same as what Job had. If you remember the story of Job, God allowed Satan to touch his body, and he had sores all over his body, from his head all the way down to his feet. Now, third thing I see in it is this, is that he had a desire in life. In verse 21 it says, 16:21 it says, "And desiring," now listen to this, "and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores." You know, his desire was to be fed just the crumbs off the rich man's table. We need to understand that this poor man had nothing. And his desire in life was just to get enough food that would fall off a rich man's table to eat and help him to get through the next day. He did not desire to have wealth or happiness. All he wanted was enough food to take and fill his empty stomach for one day. Now, I don't believe that there was a lot of food that was knocked off of the rich man's table, because the dogs were there too, and he had to fight the dogs for the food that fell on the ground. You know, maybe there was a time in his life that he had a desire to have other things. However, now all he has a desire to do is to eat enough to keep him alive from one day to another. Now, The third thing is this, is that he died. He died. This is the fourth thing. He died. In Luke chapter 16, verse 22, it says, "And it came to pass that the beggar died," that's Lazarus, "and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried." Here we see the poor beggar dying. We do not know, you know, why he died. Maybe it was from an infection in his sores, or maybe he just died of old age. We have no idea why he died. However, he died. You know, the Bible says that all of us one day are going to die. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says, "And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this is the judgment." All of us, doesn't matter how rich we are, how poor we are, or anything else, one day we're going to take and see death in our life. Unless the rapture comes, all of us are going to die. All of us will one day die, and many will have no hope of ever having eternal life, and many will. We see not only did Lazarus die, but the rich man also died. And it's amazing to me how, even though this rich man had everything, he had a big house, he had chariots, he had servants, he had everything that he wanted in life, and yet both of them died. The beggar died, and so did the rich man. And it doesn't matter who we are or what we are, we're all going to die, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Even Solomon, one of the greatest kings ever to live, at the end of his life came to the same conclusion. He said, "I've done all of this. I've built this whole kingdom. And what is it for? Who's going to take it? Are they going to be as wise as I am? Or are they going to be foolish and they're going to lose everything that I worked so hard for through my whole life?" We need to realize that one day we're going to die. And we need to understand where we will spend eternity. You know, there's no greater joy in my life than to know that if I was to be absent from this body, I'd be present with the Lord. But we need to realize also that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us has a penalty for our sin, and that's death and hell. And Jesus paid our penalty by dying on the cross, and we just need to accept him. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, I believe that this beggar at one time in his life may have acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. But he was carried to paradise. In verse 22, it says, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died and was buried." Now, what we need to realize is that Abraham's bosom at this time was a place called paradise. Jesus had not yet died and was buried and rose again. So whoever died went into this holding place, so to speak, and it was called paradise. It was a beautiful place. It was some place of comfort. It was some place of perfect serene. But as soon as Jesus died, he led the captive free. And what he did is he went to paradise and he took all them to heaven with him. But here we see that Lazarus, when he died, he was carried by the angels into paradise. Lazarus could not go directly into heaven because he was a sinner. And Christ had not died for his sins yet. Now, notice that he was carried by the angels. You know, that has got to be one of the greatest joys that there would be, is to have angels carry you into heaven, wouldn't it? But Lazarus knew who God was, and he worshiped him with everything that he did. You know, he went to the temple. When the temple doors were open, he prayed all the time. He knew what the law of Moses said, and he kept the law. And he did not, he did all that he did in his life for the honor and glory of God. You know, because Lazarus was faithful in believing in God, even though he had went through some really tough times in his life, God still had mercy on him, and God was faithful to him, and he spent eternity in heaven with God. If we are faithful in accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, when we die, we also will go directly to heaven and we'll spend eternity in heaven. You know, what a comforting thought that is to know that if we're absent from this body, that we're present with the Lord. You know, I can't think of anything that would be better than that, than to take knowing for sure that if I were to die, that I'd be absent from this body and present with the Lord. You know, Lazarus was comforted in Luke chapter 16 and verse 24. It says, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. You know, this may have been the first time in all of his life that the rich man was in great pain. And this may have been the first time that this rich man even raised his eyes towards heaven and prayed. We have no idea. Lazarus, even though he had a hard life while he was here on the earth, he still did everything for the honor and glory of God. You know, the rich man was in torment, burning in the flame of hell, and Lazarus was in comfort with the Lord. We need to understand that hell is a real place. Hell is hot. Hell is flames. And hell is not good to be in. There's an awful lot of people today that say, well, I would rather go to hell than to heaven. Well, I feel sorry for them because hell is going to be a very, very, very bad place. And we need to understand that. You know, God does not want any to perish, but he wants all to come to a repentance. You know, God has not promised us a rose garden once we get saved. We're all going to have problems. We're all going to have trials and temptations and things like that. And we need to take and overcome them. But however, he does promise us eternal life, which will be free of pain, will be free of everything once we get to heaven. Revelation 21:4 says this, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You know, even though we go through struggles in this life and we feel God is so far away, we need to realize that if we're faithful to him, that one day we're going to take and spend eternity with him in heaven. You know, Lazarus did everything in his power to stay alive while he was here on this earth. And it may seem like God did not help him, but he kept him alive while he was here on this earth. You know, God doesn't say that we're going to be rich and famous. God does not say that we're going to have everything that everybody else has. But God says this, that he will supply our every need according to his riches in heaven through Christ Jesus. And what we need to realize is that when we have a need, we just got to take it to the Lord, and he'll take care of it. But it matters not how hard we have it in this world, how much pain and suffering and heartache that we have to go through day to day. But the Lord is going to lead us through all of this. He's going to be there to help us to get through everything that we need to get through. Lazarus may not have had much in life or in this world, but he had enough that when he died, he went to heaven. He knew in his heart that he loved God and that he was going to serve him. You know, the rich man found out that there was a place called hell. And he found out that because he did not live his life the way he should, that's where he spent all eternity. And there's an awful lot of people in the world today that are going to end up doing that. They're going to end up going to the lake of fire, and that's the second death. And we need to realize that, that we need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ today. And if we do that, we can have eternal life. Lazarus, he was in heaven. The rich man was in hell. Where are you today? If you were to take and die right now, where would you spend eternity? Would you spend it in heaven or would you spend it in hell? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this devotion. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us today. Help us to have a good day and that everything we do and say will be for your honor and your glory. We just pray, Lord, that you'd be with this weekend. Help us to have a good service on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Don't forget, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock Sunday school, 10 o'clock church. And we're going to have a great weekend this weekend. So we'll see you all Monday morning, bright and early. Same time, same place. God bless. Thanks, Dana.